Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about New Hampshire, which is as different from Iowa as the Himalayan mountains are from Jack in the Box seasoned curly fries. Well, the Hawkeye State focuses on winners. Just 8 days later, the New Hampshire primary is all about the losing. And to say there was plenty of that going around is like insinuating that New Orleans on Mardi Gras bustles. In fact, the Granite State was strewn with loser debris so deep you needed galoshes to keep from stepping in the gooey remains of all the various presidential campaign meltdowns. More losers than the Carolina Panthers' blue and silver rooting section at the Caesars Palace Sports Bar. Carly Fiorina was such a huge loser, she up and quit. You could say her campaign was aborted. And she has video of it, kicking and screaming, which she'll sell to you. Chris Christie also waddled down the walk of shame, because as Vince Lombardi famously told us, quitters never win, and winners never quit. And head cheese is much better when broken into its component parts than taken as a whole. But Governor Christie was also a winner for completing his self-appointed task of riding Marco Rubio right into the wall. Let us dispense with this fiction that Marco Rubio was not a big loser. Or to put it another way, let us dispense with this fiction that Marco Rubio was not a big loser. Or to put it another way, let us dispense with this fiction that Marco Rubio... You get the idea. John Kasich came in second, which, alas, makes him a medium-sized loser because now he has to go to South Carolina. But the biggest loser of all was Bernie Sanders, because even though he crushed Hillary Clinton by 22 points, she will probably end up with the same exact number of delegates from New Hampshire. They don't call it the establishment for nothing, Senator Sanders. Who's feeling the burn now? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. Let us dispense with this fiction that Marco Rubio... You get the idea.